It is time to talk to Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Very good. Went over my friends, spent the day with a bunch of people. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I had I made my turkey, and I think this is the last year I'm going to buy even though I bought a small turkey, it's right around a 10-pound turkey. I don't need 10 pounds of turkey anymore. You know what I mean? 10 pounds of turkey to me is like getting a lump of 10 pounds of cheese.
You made a 19-pound turkey in the air fryer, and not the air fryer, but a deep fryer.
Yep.
Nothing left. All gone. It was delicious.
That's right.
19 pounds gone.
One of those big pots, right, that you dip it into that's got all the oil in it?
No. It looks like a gigantic bread box.
Okay.
And you just put the oil in there, and then you close it, and it cooks.
Wow. That's a big...
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good Thanksgiving. And
thanks.
And well, I did watch football games on Thanksgiving, because there was really nothing else to do. The Thanksgiving parade was a pre-tape parade. You know, I don't want to see a pre-tape parade. I don't really want to even see a Thanksgiving parade, but it was something to watch. But I watched both football games. And, Dallas, really, the Cowboys, we talk about football injuries and baseball injuries and teams getting hit. The Cowboys are just getting pummeled with injuries.
Are they?
They lost in the first quarter of the game, they lost their two starting offensive linemen. They lost a defensive player into the game. They had the game close, but then, Mike, if you were watching these games, you would have gone crazy. You're down by 3 points. You've got the ball on your 21-yard line. It's 4th and 10. Do you go for it?
How much time's left?
Basically the second half of the football game.
No.
All right. They went for it, Dallas, and they didn't get it. In the third quarter, later on, it was another thing. 3rd down and 10 to go. I think this time they were, on their 40-yard line. They line up to punt. What do they do, Mike? A fake punt.
Oh, no.
Fake punt. The guy gets caught behind the line of scrimmage. Those two touchdowns, both those dumb plays resulted in touchdowns. All of a sudden, the Cowboys went from 3 points down to 17 points down. Game over.
Well, maybe McCarthy had a nice bet on the other team.
It looked that way. I mean, these are things you just don't normally see. I mean, if you watch football.
Well, fix was in.
And Houston defeated Detroit 41-25. I mean, I'm tired of hearing how Stafford's going to lead Detroit to this. And Detroit is just terrible, continually terrible. And Houston gobbled them up anyways.
I sat in my friend's yard in the sun smoking cigars, drinking bourbon, and watching Racing to Churchill.
Didn't
watch 1 second of football.
Well, before we get to the racing.
I didn't say anything about racing. I just said that's how I spent my day.
Was it on a big screen TV?
No, it was on our phones.
Oh, you're all sitting
even better.
Uh-huh. Sitting there just diddling on your phones. All right, well, let's go to the picks for this week, all right? We didn't pick yesterday, did we? No.
Mm-mm.
No. All right, so I'm going to take Miami over the Jets. I'm going to take Arizona over New England. And I'm going to take L.A. over San Francisco.
All right, well, I took L.A. over San Francisco, Miami over the Jets, and Buffalo over the Chargers.
All right. We'll see where it all lands. And, of course, the game that I really wanted to watch yesterday, there was one game that I really wanted to watch, and that was the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game, and that was postponed because six players and the quarterback of Baltimore tested positive. So that game's going to be held on Sunday now, and they don't know which network it's going to be held on, because they got to squeeze it into the schedule. So
they canceled it on Thursday because people were sick.
Yeah,
but they can play on Sunday.
Yeah, because the results came in too close, and they have a roster that they can pick to put players in.
Uh-huh.
But it came too late. And the major player that was sick is the quarterback for Baltimore, but he's not playing on Sunday.
Well, I heard he's utilizing his time in a good way. He's reading C-Spot Run, so he's advancing his education.
All right. Is there anything else in sports we could talk about?
Yeah, college basketball started. That was good to see.
All right. Did you watch any of those games?
Yeah, I went to my high school's football game Wednesday night, and Kentucky was playing at the same time, so I videoed that and then watched it when I got home. Kentucky's got some talented freshmen on their team, boy.
Well, and who's their coach?
Calipari.
He's still there, yep, that's right.
12 years. More wins in 12 years than anybody in the history of basketball.
Amazing, absolutely amazing.
Well, and he does it every year with freshmen, which is the amazing part of it.
Yeah, because they use it to jump onto the NFL. Yep, I mean to the majors. Yep, absolutely.
Well, let's face it; these kids aren't going to college to become rocket scientists.
No, they're going to college so they can make the stepping stone.
Play pro basketball, and he gets them where they got to go.
They've had
the most first round picks in the last 10 years than any school ever.
Well, he's done an amazing job, I tell you. And you're right, especially seeing as they're one and done. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's hard enough to build a championship pedigree when students...
You have them for 4 years. Yeah. Now you get them for one.
Never mind. Yeah, that's right. Can you imagine if you're a pro team and every player that's on your team, every year you change?
Every year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I got a team like that, the Knicks.
They leave for different reasons.
I know, but they're still terrible. All right. So, you know, before we end up sports, yesterday was a 30-year anniversary for me. I used to cover Housatonic Valley Regional High School football. And 30 years ago on Thanksgiving, they won their Thanksgiving game, which is always a big tradition up here, finished the regular season undefeated to go to the state championship games. They lost in the state championship games. But 30 years later, looking back, it was an amazing season. Absolutely amazing season. They averaged, I think, 25 to 35 points a game, and their defense gave up an average of 6 points, I think, a game.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, they were just, for a small little high school out in the middle of nowhere, they were amazing, absolutely amazing.
That works.
Yeah. So it was 30 years ago yesterday. It seems like it was just yesterday. And then, to top it all off, when we were in New Haven the night before the game, the offensive coordinator for the team and the assistant coach Mike DeMeza, his wife gave birth to their baby. So they called me. I went over to where he and Mike were staying. He drove home. His wife had the baby, I think, at 9 o'clock in the morning, and he was back by 1 o'clock to coach in the game.
Uh-huh.
So it was a weekend, one of those weekends you just never forget. So.
Different times. Today they'd probably be protesting around the school that the guy was cruel for leaving.
It's something like that. All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend.
Well, I got some horse races.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, let's go to the track.
Tomorrow, 7th race at Aqueduct is one of these makeshift $100,000 races, the Central Park, for 2-year-olds running on the turf going a mile of 16th. Aqueduct was dead man's closers forever until the last two races last weekend on the turf. So I don't know what to expect tomorrow, but I'm going to go back to what it used to be. The 8-horse never surprised, went 6 furlongs, showed some speed, sat just off the pace, ran a real nice buyer for the horse's only time out of the box, is the favorite and needs to be used in this race. But the other horse I'm going to use on top is going to be the nine horse, Catman, trained by Mike Maker, shipping in from Kentucky at the end of October and training at Belmont. This horse ran on the turf 4 times. First time up at Saratoga, ran absolutely horrible. And then at Kentucky Downs, Pimlico, and Belmont on softer turf courses, ran pretty good. Last time was 13-1 and ran in the AWOD, which was a pretty deep race. I think this horse fits real good in here at 12-1 and will be my win bet. So the 9 Catman will be on top with Never Surprise, the 8 rounding out the Exacta. And then going to Churchill for tomorrow, the 9th race is the Golden Rod, grade 2, mile of 16th for 2-year-old fillies. Has a pretty nice field of 10 in here. The 8 Simply Ravishing is an even money favorite. This horse won the Alcibiades at Keeneland by sixth and came back and ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. Ran fourth by two. So this horse has had her races gapped every month. This horse is a New York bred running an open company. I just think this horse put too much out already as a two-year-old, and her best races for this year have been seen. Gets Robbie Alvarado to ride, which is like tying an anchor around yourself and going swimming. He's 0 for 36 at the meet, so this horse is an absolute toss for me. Two horses I'm going to use in here. One is the three-horse coach, trained by Brad Cox. This horse won the Rags to Riches, an overnight stake for $98,000 at Kentucky at Churchill. Is undefeated, winning at Indiana and Churchill. I think this horse is a must-use at 6-1 with Talamo riding, who's one of the better riders at the meet. But my top pick's going to be the six-horse, Clairiere, trained by Steve Asmussen, ridden by his man Santana. This horse won again at Churchill, breaking her maiden in very nice style, moving from eighth to first and drawing away. This horse seems to be very talented and will be my top pick in this race. So the six, Clairiere, and the three, Coach, are my two plays in the Goldenrod. And one of the last big race of the meet, which is tomorrow, Saturday. They finish up on Sunday, but their last big race is the graded stake is tomorrow, is the Kentucky Jockey Club Mile of 16th for two-year-old colts. Early look at some horses going in for the Kentucky Derby. The four-horse Keep in Mind, 6-5 morning line. This horse ran third in the Juvenile at 30-1, ran second in the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland at 52-1. Still is a maiden. I think this horse is the biggest sucker bet of the year. This horse is another ditch for me. The eight-horse Ultimate Badger, winning an optional 75 claimer, won two out of his last four races, one of them being at Churchill Downs, 15-1 on the outside. This horse is a big, big overlay, and you have to use this horse in your exactas. But my top pick is the one Sitting on Go. This horse won the Iroquois in September, very good style, came at Churchill, came back in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile at 9-1, got a horrendous trip that day, wide all around the track. The horse just had absolutely no shot. Gets another shot today. This son of Brody's Cause is going to be a better price than the favorite, and is my opinion, head and shoulders better than everybody in this race. So the one Sitting on Go is my top pick, and the eight-horse Ultimate Badger, that'll round out my exacta. So some nice races today, tomorrow, and Sunday in Churchill and in New York.
All right. Well, have fun watching them this weekend.
I'll be doing more than watching them. I'm betting on them.
You're acting on them. All right. All right, Mike. Have a great weekend. We'll check with you on Monday.
You got it, guys. Have a good weekend.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.